Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick, and this is my co-host, Jenna. Hi, Jenna.
Hello.
So today we are talking to Club Pilates owner David Wolk.
Yes.
And we are super excited. He's going to tell us all about Pilates, his Club Pilates, and what Pilates does for your body and how it can change you and help you, look better.
There's so many benefits of Pilates.
It's a great exercise, and I can't wait to hear all about it.
Can't wait.
But before we do that, I want to remind you that if you do like this video or if it helps you in any way, please give it a thumbs up or subscribe or both, because it really helps our channel grow in the most significant way.
Yes,
so
it
thank
does.
You. So let's talk to you, David. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're super excited to have you here, and we can't wait to hear all about Pilates and all about your different beds and what they do for you. So let's start with, what is Pilates?
So Pilates was invented, not many people know this, by a man named Joseph Pilates, 1800s. He was an Austrian, I think he was Austrian-German, somewhere in Europe, that he himself had a lot of ailments and injuries, and he actually came up with this form of fitness himself to help. He had breathing issues. He had rickets, which is a bone sort of disease. And he actually did this form of exercise on himself to get himself into better shape. That then spiraled into him going out in, I don't know what war it was, but patients who were bedridden, non-ambulatory, they could walk. So he actually began to take springs out of mattresses, as rumor has it. He took the springs out of mattresses, put them on the headboards of these patients and of their beds, and he put the springs in their hands and in their feet, and he made them start doing exercises that way. Got them through a series of therapeutic sort of exercises, that sort of rudimentary form of the springs from the mattresses and the headboard turned into a piece of equipment, which is now called the reformer. So that's what the reformer looks like. So inside the reformer, there's a whole bunch of springs that you can see here. And there are shoulder blocks where you lie down. And then these straps you put in your hands or in your feet. And these straps, when you pull on them, it moves the reformer.
Wow.
So it's a pretty complex form of fitness, but a lot of people don't really get the concept of Pilates until they actually do it. But it then became very, very focused around dancers when Joseph Pilates came to the United States in the 20s, and dancers who were beating up their bodies while they were dancing, they used Pilates as a form of therapy for themselves to get them back to dancing. And they love the look of Pilates, because Pilates tends to have a very long, elongated look for bodies. That's the results of Pilates. And they then started doing lots of Pilates to enhance that look on the stage. And now it's used, you know, everybody from 18 years old up to 90 years old can do Pilates. There's never, you know, an age bracket that, you know, we do have a sweet spot of our clients, but anyone at any age, at any fitness level, can do Pilates.
Right. I know a lot of my clients go to you. They love it. And that's really one of the things. They love that lean tone look, which I think is so important. And, you know, if you've got the combination, you're eating all the right things and you're doing all the right things, and then you incorporate that in, it gives you that long, lean look. And I know it's very much about the core. Do you think, do you consider it also a cardio?
So really, you know, when I sometimes, when a client walks in, I talk myself out of a sale. And I say that because I don't want people to come to the studio thinking that they're going to lose weight as a result of Pilates. Pilates is not a weight loss form of fitness. First of all, Pilates is a very, very slow and controlled form of fitness. in order to lose weight, you one of two things. Either you have to get your heart rate up and get the blood flowing and get the heart rate up. That burns calories. The other way to burn calories is to heat up the body, not necessarily by getting the heart rate up, but heating up the body also burns calories. Since we move really slowly in Pilates, there's really very little that the novice can do to burn calories. We do have we have seven different types of classes here. Two of those seven classes do get the heart rate up. There's one class that we do, which is called Cardio Sculpt, where instead of the foot bar on the piece of equipment called the reformer, instead of this foot bar here, we put a board, which you could actually see in the background there next to my backpack. We put that board here on the foot bar, and you literally bounce on the reformer as you're moving. You bring your legs up, you bring them to tabletop, you do things that get your heart rate up. So that's one class out of our seven classes that does help to burn calories. The other one is a cardio class called FIT, which stands for Functional Interval Training, which is as close to a high-impact training class as you can get in Pilates, but we sprinkle in a lot of other things in that class. So it's about 25 minutes of cardio. But to really heat up the body in Pilates, it takes practice. So Pilates, which actually now is a good time to show you outside, to heat up the body, you really have to recruit muscle fibers. So I'll take you to a class right now.
Ooh, this is so fun.
I might see some of my clients.
So right now, if you see, these ladies are doing work to their arms, but the more steady they keep their body, their shoulders, their butt, their stomach, if they tuck that in, now they're just doing a little stretch, but the more steady they keep their body, the more likely they are going to heat up the body because they're using all kinds of stabilization muscles to keep their bodies nice and still. If they start swaying, it's a lot less likely that they're going to be able to heat up the body. So right now, if they're squatting, and in a minute after they're done squatting, they'll start to throw the arms in. So they have two body parts that are moving, but whatever's got to stay still and stabilize is going to be more. So here they go, squat and pull, squat and pull. And while, yes, the areas that are moving are working hard, if they go really, really slow, the more slow they go, the more chance they have of recruiting more muscle fibers. And that's the important part of muscle of Pilates, and it takes time to get good at it. And whenever I say good, I mean to do Pilates, I usually equate, it's like playing a musical instrument. You have to practice a musical instrument before you could start playing Beethoven on the piano. In Pilates, you have to practice it over and over and over again before you get really good at it. And when you get really good at it, the core gets nice and strong. You get that look that you're looking for. But it also, the biggest benefit of Pilates is it makes your body feel good. Right. And so important, because there's a lot of forms of fitness out there where we feel like we have to punish our body to get a good workout. And you're a lot less likely, psychologically, you're a lot less likely to return back to a form of fitness if it doesn't make your body feel good.
Absolutely.
Or
in a
scenario where it punishes
mind.
Your
yes.
body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah.
Your mind
Absolutely.
And body I totally go together. I always say if you're here and here, you've got it. Now,
yes.
What I love about what you just showed us, it's really a full body workout. It's not just core. You're working your arms, you're working your legs. Which is, I think, so important for people to understand. You're not going in there just working, because a lot of people just related to core, and it's not just that, which I love.
Yeah. In fact, the core, you know, I kind of glanced over, the core is the part of the body that's not moving. So it's a little counterintuitive to think, wait a minute, my core is not moving and I'm working it. You know, as these ladies were just doing arms on the springboard, we call it, you know, that the core was staying still. So the counterintuitive notion in Pilates is what's staying still is working harder than what's moving. Yes, your arms are moving. Yes, your legs are moving and you're working those muscles, which obviously makes it a full body workout, right? Arms, legs are moving, core is staying still. So from head to toe, front to back, and everything in between, we work those muscles in every single class. And the beauty of Pilates is, which, you know, a lot of forms of fitness, it gets very, very boring, a lot of forms of fitness. you will never, ever take the same class twice at our studios.
Wow.
The flows, that's like the so series, cool. The number of
sessions. Yes.
I loved, like, it, it, I loved seeing the class. That was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing a little stretching now, but once they get on the reformer, you know, you'll see what the reformer in action looks like. It's a little intimidating, I will admit, at first, when you walk into the studio and you see all these machines and pieces of equipment. It's like, these look like torture chambers more than a piece of exercise equipment. You know, I have a background in kinesiology and exercise physiology. I worked with athletes most of my life doing rehabilitation with them, and I had never done Pilates. I lived in a gym for the first 20 years of my background, and I had never done Pilates. I'm 47 years old. I'm in much better shape now than I was when I was doing triathlons and marathons.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because I think it's a combination, like what you said originally. If you're doing something that you really love and enjoy, you're definitely going to put that much more 100% into it. But now you also have the other aspect of it, that it is just working your body differently. So tell us how. Like, I love what you just said when you did triathlons, and I'm a huge runner, so... But I also love Pilates. I feel that, like, you know, they both complement each other. But when you said you were in the gym and now you're in better shape, why is that?
Because I'm doing Pilates. I haven't lifted a weight heavier than 10 pounds. I still jog a little bit, you know, to get my cardio, but I don't do any strength training other than Pilates.
So
my back, I have no issues. It's you know, we're sitting in chairs right now, right? This is a good example. Our everyday life, we have such poor body mechanics. We're sitting in chairs. We're on our phones. We're on our computers. Mm-hmm. We're, you know, driving in our cars. We're constantly in a very poor mechanic. We're mechanically disadvantaged in everyday life. Pilates does the opposite. We're working areas of the body that start to slack off, you know, those core muscles. You know, I equate your spine is like the foundation of a house. You can't build levels on a house that go above the foundation unless that foundation is made of concrete. That's your spine. So the muscles that surround your spine have to be built like concrete of a house. And your head, your jolt, your neck, your arms, your legs, those appendages move in space in relation to your spine. So if you have a weak spine, your arms, your legs, everything's going to be mechanically disadvantaged. In Pilates, because we work the abs, the back, the low spine, the cervical spine, all of those areas. So and each joint in particular has these stabilization muscles, which is their own foundation, right? People talk about having frozen shoulder where, you know, they can't lift their arm up anymore. Well, frozen shoulder is a result of the stabilization muscles in the back of the shoulder girdle being weak. And, you know, we have to strengthen those to get them better. So, you know, people come in with back pain and they say, is Pilates good for me? I said, yeah. People come in with a bad knee. Is Pilates good for me? Well, yeah. People come in with a bad shoulder, et cetera. So, you know, it's a therapeutic form of fitness, but it's also exercise to make you feel good.
Right, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
So you have so many locations. What was your inspiration or reason for opening Pilates to begin with? You went from the gym to Pilates.
So I had a little interlude in between. So I graduated from Penn State University with a degree in kinesiology and exercise physiology. I was working with athletes for about 7-8 years, designing these rehabilitation programs after they came out of surgery. And then I went a little off script and was running a company with my father-in-law that was in a totally different space. We ran summer programs for teenagers. So we ran pre-college programs around the country. It was a small business operation. I thought I'd give it a shot for like a year or two, but that turned into 18 years and time flew. And when we decided that we were going to close up the shop, I had just started doing Pilates myself. I thought it was an unbelievable form of fitness. I said, you know, I wanted to get back into the fitness space. So I paired the two together, you know, my small business operations with the previous business and wanting to get into fitness and my passion for Pilates. And Club Pilates was in its infancy at the time. It was only like, I don't know, like 90 some odd units open around the country. And bought the space, bought the territory, and opened up these three. I have hopes of opening up more. There's now, to date, about 750 Club Pilates around the country. They're international. They're in Asia, Middle East, and Europe.
Wow. Wow.
That's so cool.
And it is, it's a phenomenally well-run organization. It's leaders in the industry in the way of fitness that have been brought on to make the team stronger. And I do this, every day. I mean, it is a 7-day-a-week job and owning 3 studios, but I'm not asking anyone to cry a river for me. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
That's great.
Yeah. Something I want to say is I've actually never done Pilates, and this whole chat is, really inspiring me to take a class and really, try it out. What would your best advice be for someone that's like me, that's never done it before, and like you said, it could be a little intimidating to walk into? What would your best advice be for that?
We have intro classes for people who have never been on a reformer before. It's a 30-minute free class, no obligation, totally complimentary, to come in, and everyone in that class will be just like you. They will have never been on a reformer before. They'll be a little nervous, a little intimidated. They will be taught the different terminology surrounding the pieces of equipment initially. And there's a lot to learn. As a side note, our instructors go through 1 full year of training before they're actually allowed to teach a class. They go through a 500 hour certification. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's intense. But that 30-minute class is, again, built around someone who has never done reformer Pilates before. Mm-hmm. We offer them twice a week at each of the studios at different days, different times. Once you come in and you check it out, it's hard to gauge how intense Pilates can be from that 30-minute class. And,
sure.
If there's someone who's really, really fit, has really good body control, and has never been on a reformer before, we might invite them to come to one of our level 1 classes. So we have different levels for each of the 7 classes. Because, like I said, Pilates is a practice, and you can't jump into a higher level class until you've done some of the more foundational principles of Pilates. And there are certain, maybe a dozen principles that need to be learned to polish your form before you can move on to more complex maneuvers. But someone who's really good body control and very fit and has done other types of fitness in the past, we may invite them to come and skip the intro class and do a regular level 1 class. But as a beginner like yourself, we would really strongly encourage you to do an intro. Mm-hmm. And we move real slowly. We do, we take care and time to kind of teach you as you're going along. And then the most important thing with the intro class is we tell you what you could do to make that same maneuver more challenging. And the important thing to know about Pilates is someone who's been doing Pilates for 25 years could be right next to someone who's just started doing Pilates, and mm-hmm. they could do the same class. Because that person who's been doing it for 25 years always knows that they could polish the craft a little bit more, even doing simple, not challenging maneuvers. You're always trying to reach longer, get your fingertips, longer, shoulders down and back, crown of the head to the sky, zipping up the abs. There's a lot to think about. And I forget, one of you two ladies mentioned, the mental aspect of it. The wonderful part about Pilates also is that you're constantly thinking while you're moving. This is not like your mind goes off. Like sometimes when you're at the gym and you're doing bicep curls or squats or whatever, and you're jogging on the treadmill, your mind is going elsewhere. You have to constantly be thinking, using your brain muscles to make your muscles work. And that part is really, really intriguing for a lot of people. It's a thinking as much as it is a physical exercise.
For sure.
Right, which is nice. You get to let everything else go and just focus. I have one last question. I know you mentioned injuries. So as far as a back injury or a knee injury or a neck injury even, if someone came to you, is it something that would be more one-on-one, or do you have specific classes for those?
That's a great question. We do, and I'm surprised I didn't mention this before, we do privates and we also do group classes. So I'm actually sitting in the private room right now. We don't necessarily treat ailments, so to speak. So, someone goes to an orthopedist, an orthopedist diagnoses them with degenerative disc disease or spinal stenosis or a lumbar pinched nerve or a disc herniation. If that person gets clearance from the doctor and the doctor says, you really need to strengthen your core, I might suggest going to physical therapy or maybe starting to try Pilates. Mm-hmm. That person comes to us, you know, not every studio has the advantage of someone like myself with the background that I do. And I would say to that person, if you have clearance and you're pain free, there's nothing better than Pilates. That's what you should be doing.
Right.
And we take, you know, very little care and let me just turn this off for a second. We take a lot of care and time to make sure that that person is pain free. Maybe do like a 15-minute assessment to make sure that that person is, you know, doing things in proper form and would be pain free in a class. But the better thing for that person to do would probably be to do a couple of private lessons.
Right.
And the privates are done 60 minutes, one on one. We could really watch their form. You know, when our clients are in class, we're watching their form, of course, but we're just making sure that they're not doing anything that would potentially hurt themselves. In a private setting, you know, we could say if someone, like just last night, someone came to me, they're 6 months post-op with a C4, C5 neck fusion. She's pain-free and she's cleared. But I said to her, why don't you and I go into the private room for about 15 minutes? Because one of the maneuvers that we do is where you curl your head, neck, and shoulders up to get more ab engagement. And if you do it with improper form, meaning that your chin starts to go like this, instead of keeping like a, we always say keep like a grapefruit size fist in between your chin and your chest. If you start to hook your head, you start to get a little bit more of the spine involved. We want to make sure they're doing the maneuvers correctly. So we would either suggest privates for a little while till you get the foundational principles down pat and then do a class. For some clients, just prefer privates and stick with it. And that's really more or less when it comes to injuries, how we would handle someone like that.
Right, which makes so much sense. Great, wonderful.
That's amazing.
Okay, so I mean, I love all the information. I love the before story of Joseph Pilates and how it all came about.
It's so interesting.
It's so interesting when you're doing something and you know what where it came from.
Yeah,
you know?
Thanks for mentioning that. And thanks for taking us on a field trip. Into your class. I love that.
If you one little suggestion about Joseph Pilates, if you go on YouTube, there's a cartoon about like a 5-minute cartoon about his life story. It's really cool. Check it out. It's it's really adorable.
That's fun. Yeah.
Let's definitely check it out. Thank you so much for joining us again.
We love
really
hearing all about it. And we'll have
anytime
all this information linked below, right?
Yep,
so
of
anyone
course
that wants to get in touch with you will know what how to do that.
Thank you so much again.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
Come by and take a class with us.
Absolutely. I will be there.
Yes.
Bye.
All right. Have a great weekend. Take
you
care.
You too. That was so
that
fun.
That was so fun. I love all the information. I love when we get a story that's just so much
amazing
more, because it really helps you identify with what you're doing.
And
you
yeah
know?
And so many of your clients like will really appreciate this because they do Pilates.
Yes, they
and
love
it'll
it. Mm-hmm.
And it'll inspire people like myself to get into it.
Exactly,
so many benefits. And if you want to check out David, we'll link his information down below, Club Pilates. If you want to check us out, we are innovationweightloss.com. Our Instagram is innovationweightloss. We have a food store as well.
Yes.
Woodbury.
We're opening in East Hampton mid-May. We're super excited. You'll be able to come see me. Jenna will be there.
Yes.
And you will be able to purchase some of our yummy, delicious treats, food, prepared food and snacks. So we will keep you informed on that. We are looking for mid-May right now and we are really excited. But in the meantime, we are in Woodbury.
And you can order online. We ship nationwide too. So
yes, exactly.
Definitely check it out and keep tuned for
yes,
next
and
week.
And have a very healthy, happy week.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.